You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church, Ross on Wye. To find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
It's really good to be here this morning. Fantastic opportunity to be with church, especially because I know we have some people that just started visiting us and joining the family. So you are more than welcome. You are part of us already. Sometimes we think that it's okay if I miss a church on Sunday. You know, it's okay, I'm there every Sunday, so it's okay to take a day off. It's okay to have I'm going to rest this Sunday, I'm going to stay at home. And it's not a problem if you need to stay at home, if you had a really busy day. But I keep thinking, the body, because we are the body of Christ, right? And I keep thinking, suddenly the heart says, you know, I hurt too much this week. And this week, I think I'm not going to pump blood anywhere. Because, you know, I need a day off. Or the lungs start saying, you know, I've been putting out oxygen in all the body and I've been purifying. And or the kidneys say, I've been purifying everything bad in this body all week long, all month long. So today, the kidney, I don't want to work. We can't survive if any of the members of the body is missing. Of this, we need the heart to be working. So it's so good to be together. And one of the other things that they always ask sometimes is, especially when I am sending feedback to Brazil, how's the church? And how many members do you have in your church? So it's a common question. And people, they usually ask us as well over here. So do you know what is my answer? So how many members do you have in your church? Next time someone asks you that, you can answer, we have all of them. Because if I think that there's a member missing on the body, I'm also thinking that the body of Jesus Christ has a problem. Because tell me, which part of the member of the body of Jesus Christ is missing? Or do you think that Jesus Christ want to give a body back to the Father with a missing part, without a heart, without a lung? No, we'll be glorified, we'll be one body. So next time someone asks you, how many members does your church have? You can answer, we have all of them. Because we are one. Because we are one. And you know, on this Father's Day, there was Elena, she's brilliant. Elena, she made a card for me. So she made a lot of drawings in this card. And she thinks she's writing. So she did a lot of things over there. So she gave to give me this card. So she came, hey, look, Daddy, happy Father's Day. Your card. I got the card and said, now read. How do I read that? What she's expecting? And she was expecting, read, Daddy, I made for you. Oh my goodness, what do I read here? It's just drawings, like Picasso or something. And how do I read that? And then I went to read the card, and I started saying the things she's always trying to tell me. Father, I love you, and this and that. When I finished reading the card, she said, you read my card, thank you, and gave me a kiss. And you know, the heart of the Father, it's really important that we understand the heart of the Father. Because did you ever stop to think that our God, the all-powerful one, he could have chosen to be recognized by any figure, any character? He could be Thor, he could be Superman, he could be someone that he sees a mistake and he just threw lightning on that mistake. He's all-powerful. And suddenly he comes with this picture, I want to be known by my creation as a loving Father. That just makes no sense. It makes no sense because we all relate. That's why Marvel and DC movies, they make so much money, because everyone wants this figure of someone that is all-powerful, and when I need, this person will have all the power that I need, and will do whatever it takes, because he can. And suddenly this Father, this powerful God comes and says, I want to be known as a loving Father. It's incredible. It's incredible how it changes all the perspective of what God wants to do. He wants to be known as a loving Father. And I'm going to read 1 John chapter 3 and chapter 4 a little bit, so you can open your Bible in 1 John 3. Because on this Father's Day, I want to talk about how great is the love of the Father for us. Because the revelation of this love needs to be according to the heart of the Father. Otherwise, we keep making mistakes. We don't understand. And it begins over here, 1 John chapter 3. Look. In Portuguese, it starts with look. I don't know, few versions. See. So pay attention. Look, open your eyes and see how great is the love the Father has lavished. I'm Brazilian, if you don't know me. So some pronunciation, I do struggle. Okay? So how great is the love that the Father has poured out upon us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. I'll repeat this part once again. Look how amazing, Naomi. Look how amazing is the love of Father for us, that He has poured out His love in such a way that we are now children of God. You know, sometimes we read this little part and we don't understand the revelation of the love of the Father. Because we got used to believe that the love of Father was how did the Father reveal His love. We got used to believe that He revealed His love by making me a child. And that's almost right. But the revelation of the love of the Father was by the fact that He made us. Thank you. I heard someone saying children. And there's a difference between a child and children. Not just the plural, not just the quantity. But it's a clear emphasis that the love of the Father was revealed by the revelation that we are part of a family. The revelation of the love of our God was by revealing to the world that we are one family. So the fact that I am a child of God does not reveal the love of the Father. When the world will know that we will know the love of the Father? When they see the family that this Father has loved. Because it says over here, how great is the love of the Father. We should be called family of God. We should be called children. And it's interesting because now I have two children. And life is busy. And it's fantastic to understand a little bit more about the heart of the Father when you have two children. Because that's a good example. Because I love Elena's kissing when she comes and says, Daddy, I want to kiss you. But I hate Elena's kissing when she did something bad to her brother. So when Elena comes to give me a kiss, seconds after slapping Tiago, that kiss tastes bitter to me. Because the heart of the Father loves the most when His children are one. So anytime, I love the cuddles of Elena. And she knows that. So anytime she comes to say, Daddy, please. I said, no, you need to fix first what you did to your son. I want your hug. I want your cuddle. I want your kiss. But you just did something to your brother that we need to fix it. Because I can't be receiving your love, and I do aim for your love, but unless your situation with your brother is fixed. And then we go there. And it's interesting because I'm going to reveal a little bit. I can be this loving person over here. A few days ago, my wife, she doesn't like me to tell those stories, but two days ago, Paula, she went to get some water in the kitchen. When she came back, Elena, she's the most amazing child I ever seen in my life. She woke up a few days a night, 3 o'clock in the morning, child was crying. She came to our room, she said, "It's gonna be fine, Daddy. It's gonna be fine, Mommy. Do you need any help?" Which kid does that? 3 years old. So she's brilliant. So if I'm using a story of something, one thing maybe in 2 months that she did a little bit bad, just to give an example, okay? So Paula, she went to get some water. When she came back, Elena, she got Thiago's by the feet and was pulling him, like, "Woo, let's go play." A baby that is 2 months old, you can injure his neck, you can hurt him really bad. So suddenly, we're like, my love has gone away. And I was like, Holy Spirit, self-control. Because when the father sees a problem within his children, there is a problem on the revelation of his love. We need to understand. And John, the chapter of 1 John 3 and 4 comes clear explaining that to us. Because it says over here, let's go for the first 11. "This is the message you heard from the beginning. You should love one another. Do not like be Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother." Now, everyone, verse 16. "This is how we know that the love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence, whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything." And we're going to read a little bit longer in a second on... Well, let's read now. Let's jump to chapter 4, verses... 11. And pay attention on this part. I think that's what I want to concentrate the most. 1 John 4, verse 11. "Dear friends, since God has loved us, we also need to love one another. No one has ever seen God. Can you repeat after me? But if we love..." Thank you very much. I'll go again. Can you repeat after me? "But if we love one another, then..." But now makes with emotion. "Then..." Good. "Then God lives in us. And his love is made complete on us." So my friend, do you love God? I love God. Do you want to be in his presence? Thank you for the participation. People here in the front are great today. Here it says really clear. It's a cute dinosaur. But here it says really clear. If we love one another, then God lives in us. We are not complete by ourselves. We are not done by ourselves. The answer to this world, I love when it says about the revelation of Christ, when Jesus was promised, and it says that a son was born. And what does it say after? It says that a child was given. I love this. Because to solve the problem of the world, what was given? A child. So to solve the problem of the world, he gave his son, representing a family. So do you know what was God saw everything going wrong? So I'm going to solve the problem. I'm going to give them a family. I'm going to give a family. Because when they are together, when they are one, then his love is made complete on us. It's challenging. But that's the heart of the Father. You work really well by yourself. You work really well by yourself. I'm sure of that. But you can't survive without the heart, without the lungs, without the kidney. You're going to perish if you are making a choice. So I want to tell, if those who came visiting us for the last couple of weeks, and I do hope that the translation goes well, I need to tell you, we can't survive without you. Because we can't survive without a piece of the body. And because I want the love of Christ, of God, so much in my life, that's why I make all the effort for us to be united. All the effort to be united. When this, yesterday we had the stag do of this gentleman, and he was wearing something really beautiful. I'm still thinking if I'm going to bring a photo or not, but please don't. Okay. And I remember when we first met, and he would reply my messages so quickly, you know, like brothers do. Then he met this lady. Now it takes me 4 or 5 days for any message to be answered. You know, but I'm really glad. Really glad. Because we need to make all the effort we can to see, to be together, to see people growing, to see people standing up. All the effort. Our effort is to be one. It's to be one. It's this place that we're going to find peace. And to finish, look this, how powerful it is, this place. This place, the revelation of the Father, when the Father is working, when we understand what the Father wants to reveal, that's the place. That's the place. Let's read verse 13 on. We know that we live in Him and He lives in us because He has given us His Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he lives in God. And so we know and rely on the love of God that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God lives in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world, we are like him. Close your eyes and let God say this to you. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear. There is no fear in love. And maybe you are surrounded by fear in so many different ways. But God this morning is saying that the presence of this Father
It's a place where there's no fear. It's a place where there is no fear. Before we pray, and we're gonna maybe sing a song again, can you just look at me once again? On this Father's Day, do you know what I want to tell you? There are a few things that I love about God. I do love Him. I love how He has no problem with things messy. I love how His Sunday lunch, He just multiplies the roast and the potatoes. Because there's always space for someone else. We struggle. It's like, oh my goodness, but I only have 5 potatoes per person. What am I gonna do? Who likes miracles here? Who likes miracles here? I love miracles. But miracles don't happen when there is abundance. Miracles happen when there are only few things. God doesn't need to multiply abundance. He multiplies what we have with just a little. And this place of the family is where we get the little things we have. He didn't multiply millions of breads and fish. There was no need for that. He multiplies the little. He gets something small and He multiplies that. Because He wants to squeeze in the family. Everyone. And this is the place where God will cast away your fears. Are you afraid of something? Are you afraid of tomorrow? Are you afraid? When I see my children, my heart inside shakes. When I see them going to school, how's it gonna be? We're running out, running the youth. They are so scared of so many things. And I keep thinking, how's it gonna be with my children? And they are their age. And they go to school. And they come back crying because they're maybe the only Christians in school. Those things, as a father, when I think, will my son love Christ like I do? Will my daughter be obedient to God? Those things, they want to drive me crazy. Those things, they bring fear to my heart. And nowhere is a safe place for those fears to be cast away. Within the family. Within the family. There's no other place. Maybe you got here this morning, not because you wanted. Maybe situations happened in your life and you got here. And God wants to cast away the fear this morning. If I give you a specific word, don't be afraid, okay? I know sometimes we don't like too much prophecies or something like that, but God does that. And I believe hope, a new time is coming in your life. I believe things you're praying for so many years is about to happen. And I believe this morning, hope God wants to renew your heart. And He will cast away fears that you have. What to do, where to go. Because you are a woman of God and God is leading your life. And if there's any fear of decisions that you need to make, share them. Because they will be lighter. You'll be less heavy. But there's a new season coming and it will be sweet. Busy,
pursuit. Because the heart of the Father creates an atmosphere where we can see our fears cast away. You didn't move to the area by mistake. God chose your house for you to be in. There's no mistake in what God does. And it's so good to have you part of the family. And God wants to tell you that you are part of it. So don't be afraid to tell us what to do with things here. Because I feel that you've been having a desire to do more. And maybe saying, but I just got here. No, you're part of the family. If you want to change the decoration, just tell us. We're going to do it together. I don't know. But that's what family does. You know how chaotic was in the beginning. Thank God it was chaotic. Because who likes a party where the kids need to be like this? Hello. I prefer to spend the entire worship running. Elena, come here. And then when she's finally stopped, Andrew says, well done for running. But teaching her that this is a place where she loves the most. My sister, God chose your house as well, not you. God placed you there. And I see your heart being expanded. I feel God saying that in the near future, things will be really busy for you. I see God opening many doors. And don't be afraid to embrace them. Because there will be peace. But God is putting your house, Gavin and Zoe, in a place of authority. And we don't hide the light. We put things that are special in a high place so everyone around can see. We don't put light underneath the table. So we need to put you up high. And your house up high. Because there's light that needs to be showing. Emma and Murray, I'm your best man, you're in trouble. Because I'm calling already them pastors. I don't know if they have a title, pastor. But in this place, all the fears of insecurity, of the fears of how I'm going to speak, what I'm going to say, will be cast away. Father of many children, I want nephews and nieces, but spiritual as well. Looking after, God will bring so many people. God says that you have some special friends that God placed in your life. And you will be a pastor upon them. I don't know what is your fears this morning. But God will cast away. You are part of it. God has promises in your heart for years. There are so many seeds, so special, that God wants to multiply it. Multiply it. God will cast away fears this morning. Because he has put it out. God says your house is expanding your house.
It's making it bigger. And there will be more provision. And you're going to say, how that happened? I was not expecting that. But because there is vision, there will be provision. Enjoy, taste and see the goodness of God. Father, cast away, we ask you, all the fear of this place. Allow us to come and see how great is the love that you have for us in a way that you made us your children. You made us your family. We are not alone ever, ever again. And not just because we have you, Jesus, but because in you we have brothers and sisters as well. Our table is never empty again. Our children, they will know you, Jesus. And they will be your best friends as well. And we don't need to be afraid of it. We don't need to be afraid what you're going to do with this church. We don't need to be afraid of growing. Because that's what the Father does. You are good to us. And we just surrender. And we just confess that we need one another. Always. In Jesus' name. Amen.